This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, America. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 19th day of June, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. The proper tip of the day, gentlemen, listen up, gentlemen, heads up, gentlemen. Women have special needs when it comes to hygiene. They really do. If you don't know that, don't understand it, most of you don't, I'm here to tell you they do. Stock up. Get at least a 2-year supply of the feminine hygiene product that the women on your team will need. Of course, birth control products as well. That needs to happen. If you don't do that, it will be not a good situation. I'm going to start reminding people every day. We've got not quite a year and a half to get ready to vote. Many people who are conservatives, who have conservative values, and would like to see President Trump continue to be president, are not even registered to vote. So I'm going to remind people every day, if I can think to do it, I'm going to remind people to get your friends, your conservative friends, registered to vote. And, of course, get them out to vote on that day. When it comes that day, that first Tuesday in November in 2020, you give them a ride. You do whatever it takes. Feed their chickens. I don't care. You get them to the polls to vote. That's incredibly important. A lot is on the line. This may be the most important presidential election that we've ever had. We have patient waiting agreement, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished, advanced amateur archaeologist. Has authored now, I believe, 11 books, if I'm not mistaken, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. I was going to add to your prepper tip of the day there about voting. Hillary Clinton almost won in the 2016 election, what she couldn't by stuffing the ballot box in 10 locations in the U.S. She almost pulled it off, but she couldn't get the Electoral College votes. because stuffing the ballot box in big cities does not get you more Electoral College votes. But be that as it may, people are still saying she won the popular vote, which is completely false. She got about 17 million votes illegally. And the way they get them, referring to your comment, John, is that the people that don't register to vote, they vote for you for the whoever the Democratic candidate will be. So you will vote. If you don't go and register and you don't go vote, they will vote for you for the other party. In fact, if you've been in another state in the last 10 or even 15 years, you're probably still registered to vote there. If you've moved from one location, even one state within the same state, you're probably registered to vote in more than one place, and they will vote for you in that other place for the Democratic Party. So anyway, that's why it's imperative for everybody to get out and vote, because you're not just voting against a candidate. You're voting against massive cheating, and they lost in 2016, and they don't intend to lose in the 2020 election. So that's the right. Massive cheating is going to be, you know, you talk about doubling down. They're going to quadruple down in the 2020 election with cheating.
Well, I agree, Jim, and all the more reason to make sure that every conservative that wants to see President Trump continue to be President Trump get registered, help their friends get registered, and provide rides, whatever it takes, child care, whatever it takes to get people to the polls and vote the first Tuesday, November 2020. That's not an option, is it, Jim?
Not an option. Because remember, and then see if you can go back to places where you lived before and make sure that you are not voting there, that somebody cannot use your ex or old voter registration to vote for the Democrats in that location. It's massive cheating, and that's one of the biggest sources right there. So there's all this talk about Russian interference. That's the old Clinton technique of pointing over there and screaming and jumping up and down while you're doing something here. They even have a term for it. The Clintons call it rope-a-dope. Roping, like, you know, roping a cow.
Right.
But a dope, meaning you. So
exactly.
Rope-a-dope is their slang term for fooling the public.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's one of them.
Well, President Trump was not supposed to be elected. They thought they had it in the bag. I was mentioning earlier, before we went on the air, Jim, that the night before the election, the polls were showing Hillary Clinton being elected president. Polls don't mean, the only poll that means anything is one that takes place the first Tuesday of November 2020. None of these other polls mean a darn thing. They're just a bunch of expensive silliness and attempts to influence people to do or not do something. Showing election results early in the elections on the election day is an attempt to influence people to either go or not go to the polls also, isn't it?
Especially in the western states, people go, well, somebody already won, I'm not even going to go vote. And that's a way to do that. That's why you find California going completely Democrat, because people don't go out and vote. Plus, you have in California massive, massive cheating. And speaking of California, if you want to know what the United States would look like today, wall to wall, from sea to shining sea, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, look at California. Drug addiction, people living in the streets, defecating, needles in the street, unemployment, the middle class completely trashed, social programs costing through the ceiling to where people cannot afford a house. That would be the picture of the United States today. That's what the Democratic Party stands for, socialism. It does not work, and that's what you would have. You almost had that. You missed that by the hair on your chinny chin chin, as they say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, yeah, what's going on now is an aberration from what they had planned for you. And, look at California as a prime example of a democratic state that has installed socialism on a large scale, and the people are fleeing there because You know, they're just leaving everything and walking away and going, trying to go someplace else to start a new life. That's right. How bad it is.
Well, the people leaving are the productive people who want to be right. independent. They want to have to be able to keep for their own family's use the product that they've worked hard to achieve, which is usually going to be money, as opposed to giving it to a government that squanders it. And that's who's leaving. That's good. As long as they don't bring their attitudes. My daughter lives in Seattle, and they're tired of Californians coming up there and bringing their California attitudes with them, which is unfortunate. But there's a lot of good conservative Californians as well that don't bring those California socialist attitudes with them when they immigrate to my home state, Missouri, or some other place.
Right. Well, Denver is a good example where the migration from California has just absolutely destroyed it. If you know people from Denver, the same thing is happening. They just have to leave. You know, if you get out into the, 50 miles outside of Denver, it gets back to normal.
Here's the exception, Jim. They have enough people now to affect the outcome of the state elections in Colorado.
Right.
Despite the people who live in most of the state don't want what they're bringing. They do have the numbers now to affect the outcome of who gets elected governor and the outcome of state legislation.
Well, and also the federal election. If you look at, I looked in detail county by county at the 2016 election, and Denver carried the state of Colorado. Las Vegas carried the state of Nevada. Los Angeles and Oakland, San Francisco carried the state of California. And you look at Massachusetts, if you look at other places, New York, the big cities carried Illinois, the big city of Chicago carried the state of Illinois, which is primarily Republican. So
right.
all of the people who voted out in the countryside were negated by the people in the city.
Exactly.
But massive cheating is also going on.
I've seen cheating firsthand, Jim. Back, it's been 25 plus years ago. In Missouri, we had a ballot referendum, statewide ballot referendum on concealed carry. There's 113 counties in Missouri. So I'm at the headquarters for the concealed carry effort in St. Louis County, which has more people than any county in the state of Missouri. By 7 p.m., it was very clear that the referendum was going to pass by a wide, wide margin. Shortly after 7 p.m., the St. Louis County computers counting ballots were stopped counting. They were broken, was the announcement. We can't count ballots anymore. About 10 p.m., the ballots were in from all over the state, all 112 of the other counties. We clearly were all ahead. Then, all of a sudden, magically, the St. Louis County computers fixed themselves, and guess what? The referendum lost. A clear-cut vote fraud in another county, Dent County, that's D-E-N-T, Delta Echo November Tango. The ballots are coming in. This is about three or four cycles ago, pretty recently, in the county courthouse. They're counting the ballots, and about 8 or 9 p.m., it was already after dark, a county maintenance truck hit the one and the only utility pole that provided electricity to the county courthouse, knocking out the power to the county courthouse while the ballot counting continued. And guess what? The people that the powers that be, the sheriff and so forth, wanted to be reelected, all got reelected.
Wow. Yeah, that's it's and that is where, when I did my study of the ballot, the cheating that went on in both the 2016 election and the 2018 election, at the local precinct level, the people working there were the primary source of cheating.
And
they're in there because they know that their cheating counts towards the Democrat winning, and it's all on the Democratic side because Trump didn't have an infrastructure. He was a guy that took $4 million of his own money and ran for president. He didn't have a political party, really.
Here's how bad it was. A friend of mine, Ben Murphy, he's big Trump supporter, very public person. He says, John, there was only one Donald Trump brick and mortar office in the United States, and it was in St. Louis. He did not even have a campaign office anywhere in the country except St. Louis, and that was paid for by local St. Louisans, of course, not by Donald Trump. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. You know, I'm a simple-minded person. I've got to ask
but
a question.
Go ahead. You're shortchanging yourself, John, but go ahead.
I've got to ask a question, but before I do, I've got to remind both of you about the National Defense Authorization Act, enacted in 2012, which actually made it once again legal to propagandize the American people for any desired outcome that the government has. Now, John, you mentioned the voting in St. Louis by 7 o'clock, the polls, the computers had quit counting. Here's my simple-minded question. If the polls don't close until 7 o'clock, how on God's green plane can we have election results at 8 o'clock in the morning, election results at noon that show a wide margin of victory for any particular candidate or proposition or anything? If the polls are still open, how are they counting them? How are the computers counting them?
Well,
if they are.
The media reports exit polling is what they do during the day.
Okay, let me ask both of you. I'm 61. I've been involved in the election process since I was 14 as a watcher. I've been voting since I was 18, up until the last 8 years when I quit because I've seen the election process for what it was. Have either of you ever been asked, or do you know anyone that's ever been asked how they voted in the polls? And if you were, would you answer? And when you're talking about ABC News or NBC, saying 230,000 for this candidate and 1,000,035 for this candidate. Where are they getting? Who are they asking? And then I'll add one more caveat. Have either of you heard of the election? I forgot the name of the outfit now. The polling, the election voting concern that's actually located. And, I can't think of the name of the road in New York. It's, you know, it's in basically in the basement of the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, the Edison Institute is the one that started counting the election returns before the polls were closed. And in the last 16 years, gentlemen, they have never been incorrect. They need to be picking horses at Kentucky down, you know, the Downs in Louisville.
Okay.
They need to be picking lottery numbers because they've never been wrong. It's a scam, guys.
Well, we'll address that, John. Thank you for your call. I've personally never been subject to an exit poll myself. Have you, Jim?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what they do, and like we said earlier in the show, they do these exit polls. An attempt to influence the outcome of the election, and what Jim said is absolutely true. With the time zone differences, the polls on the East Coast close 4 hours before they close on the West Coast, so they'll publish those results as they come in an attempt to influence what goes on in the Pacific time zone and the Mountain time zone, as far as that goes. There's a lot to this. A very good friend of mine. I've known this woman since 1994. She was the campaign chairperson for three different presidential campaigns. She has her clients sign non-disclosure agreements, so they put somebody up as a public campaign chair so she can remain private and anonymous. But I spent 3 days at her home with two of her top advisors, and I learned a lot. And these conversations over coffee and dinner and lunch and breakfast was an education for me, Jim, at what goes on at the highest levels at this type of campaigning, at presidential campaigns. It was definitely an education, Jim.
Yeah, a lot goes on, absolutely.
Well, I learned things that you would never can't conceive of what goes on until you find out firsthand. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of June. I've got one more position open for part-time paid salespeople. One person, one position open. This is to help John Moore get speaking engagements. Details at my website. Just check it out. If you're that kind of person, I'd like to talk to you. We're dealing with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked at my link at my website under my at my links page. And, Jim, you've got not one but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, and did I mention WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee? Then I have my paid cast, which is an extra hour every week of deep dive into scientific topics. Those are available on my webpage, The paid casts are $3.95 a month. You can sign up on the webpage, and all the archives for my radio shows going back to the year 2000 are on my webpage for free. So that's it.
Okay. We got a caller on hold here. He's taking a break from feeding his goats. That's Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Actually, I'm trying to multitask here, feed and talk at the same time. That's kind of like chewing gum and walking. But anyway, 2 points real quick. First of all, a lot of people I talk to, and even some talk show hosts, is really down on our President Donald Trump. And my question is, if you don't like what he has been able to do, which I'm disappointed that the accomplishments have been rather dismal, give me somebody, give me a name of somebody that can run, that can win, that can do any better than Donald Trump has. Now, this is the question I pose to these people. Who is it out there that is independent and a self-made individual that's got a tremendous business that can accomplish what he's been able to do so far? They can't answer it. They said, well, they just start ranting about Donald Trump. I don't want to hear it. I want an answer. I want a solution to who can
Jerry,
do better.
Jerry, don't waste your time with these people. You focus on the people that like Donald Trump who are not registered to vote, and make sure they do get registered, and make sure that everybody you know who supports the man gets to the polls the first Tuesday in November 2020. Don't waste your time with people who are idiots.
Well, I just hope I can wake up some of these idiots.
Good luck on that. There's plenty of people who support him and what he does that aren't even registered to vote. That's the people we need to find and talk to.
Well, this is true. The self-reported frauds, there's a very simple solution that, I'm sorry, Professor, go ahead.
Most people don't have any clue what Donald Trump does every day. All of the business things he does, it's not visible. You couldn't possibly keep up. The people that are in the White House, like Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Sanders, etc., he wears them out. He's up at 6 in the morning doing stuff. So, you know, nobody really knows outside of the White House what he's doing. But you can tell he's got a handle on things. He's controlling people that have been put there to lead him astray. I mean, he's got a good handle on things, and he's managing about 8,000 things, which I guarantee you Barack Obama didn't do. Obama went and played golf.
Valerie Jarrett ran the country when Obama was president. Obama was the happy face who played golf and didn't do much else.
And read from the teleprompter. Yeah, Junior was the same.
We've had the same people since Ronald Reagan got shot. I have come to that conclusion. You can argue that all day long. But, we've got some serious issues that goes back decades. But one other point, if I may, and then I'll get out of the way. There's a way to beat this voter fraud. You've got it at the ATMs. You've got it at the gas pump. You've got it at the self-checkout at Walmart and grocery stores. A simple little receipt on every transaction. You can have two receipts, two copies of that of your ballot that you cast. They can be dropped in a ballot box. One you can put in your wallet or your purse. And if there's any question, hey, here it is. Go and count the paper. Present what you've got. There's no reason for all this voter fraud. You can nip it in the mortal words of Barney Fife. You can nip it in the bud real quick.
Thank you for your call, Jerry.
Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
We have a 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
No satisfaction. I can't get are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You want to keep up to speed on geopolitical matters? Right there on my website, on my homepage, Open Source Intelligence. A friend of mine I met when I was working at Homicide, he is a former counterintelligence agent. He puts this together, and we get it updated every day. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 days. Dozens of excellent articles that will help you understand, get up to speed on all the geopolitical matters worldwide. Right next to that, help wanted. I do have one position open for a part-time paid marketing position. If you want the details, read that and get in touch with me. Last but not least, if you have arthritis pain, you need an energy clear. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free. I sleep as good as I did as a young boy. And you can also, if you get yourself an energy cleaner, get a mattress pad to go with it, Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting Professor James McCanney, his website's linked to my links page, and the call number is 800-313-9443. Jim, before we get to our next caller, any updates on the wing generator, sir?
Well, all I can tell you, John, is it's moving along, and a lot of stuff going on in the background, and so that's about all I can say. It's very complicated managing a new business, and so that's all I can say. Other than yes, things are a lot of activity. Let's put it that way.
All right, our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
John, before Glenn talks, John, I just want to mention what Jerry was talking about.
Yes.
That would not prevent the local precinct cheating that's going on. You getting your receipt does not prevent 100 other people for one vote to come in through the cheating mechanisms they're using in the precincts. You have to have people on the site counting votes as they come in, people verifying that their vote went to the right person on that individual basis, because the real problem comes in with the mail-in votes. That's how they cheat with the people who are either registered, no longer living there, or registered, or not registered. They register for them and then vote. And those people, there's no way to account for them in Jerry's method. You have to be right there at the precinct level. Okay, but anyway, sorry,
Glenn. That's called the absentee ballots, right?
Correct.
Absolutely. Here's our next caller. Go ahead, Glenn.
Thanks, John. Thanks. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Yes, in addition, the idea of printing out a ballot receipt undermines the Australian balloting concept, the privacy issue. If you live in an area where you can be harassed for your political inclinations or your vote, or somebody's going to, find out how you voted and vandalize your house or something like that, you don't want to have anything coming out from behind that curtain, that indicates how the person voted. It's supposed to be secretive, private, or personal safety issues and personal privacy. So that's an issue there. Also, I was actually called in to suggest that I think there may be a quiet contingent of Trump voters, that they're centrist voters, center-left people, people who registered Democrats, who may vote strictly on their perception of how things would be economically. I vividly remember the problems of 2008 and the empty store shelves and all the retail closures and all that, the Obama administration where the GDP never got over 3 and stuff like that. So during the Trump administration, as much as we've had the Mueller investigation and constant harangues and harassments and epithets and everything about Trump, I think that most people perceive the economy to be better. And if they ask the question, are you better off now than you were, 6 years ago under Obama? I think a lot of people feel that that's the case and may just quietly vote accordingly. If they're strictly voting their perceptions of the economy and their expectations for their own pocketbooks and wallets, I think there are people who will just quietly vote for Trump.
Well, you're right, Glenn. People will vote to help their own selfish self-interest. Of course they will. Of course they do. That's a given.
Right, right. And if they think that things are going to be better. I was just thinking of something else, too. But I lost it, so.
That's okay.
All right. Glenn, I guess that's
thank
all
you for
I
your
have.
Call.
Thank you.
Any follow-up on that, Jim?
Well, during the Obama era, I personally lost around $300,000, give or take a little. And so I won't go into details of how that happened, but these were policies were just put in place, economic policies, and a lot of Americans are in that place. We had estimated 17 million of foreclosures during that era, and a lot of people lost a lot of money in other ways that were due to the policies. So America got raped. Remember the bailout where the foreclosures were going on?
Right.
And they voted to pay the banks who got all the property, gave them the money for the bailout. And why did they need to be bailed out? Because, you know, they should have given that money to the homeowners who were losing value in their house because Obama's regulations opened up massive writing of loans to people for houses that couldn't afford the first payment. That's what caused the housing dilemma. And so then they come along, the banks got all the property back, kept it a year, sold it for double what the foreclosure was for, made all that money, and then got paid for the value of the house through the Obama administration. That's about as good as them paying Iran $500 million in cash and giving them uranium. That's, you know, that's the kind of stuff that was going on under Obama with Hillary Clinton at the throttle. You know.
And you recall at the same time high-level officials saying, oh, we don't need those dirty, nasty old jobs, that manufacturing jobs. We're going to be the information country and information economy. That's just so wrong and so false. You can't be a first-world thriving economy without manufacturing, can you, Jim?
No, and that's the ridiculous thing. If you looked at the report, it was the telecommunications company. That's all that were on the stock market. That's what they rested on. Now the telecommunications companies are what they should be, a pimple in a facility, a tool of the main economy. Under Obama, the telecommunications companies were the biggest business. You can even imagine that, you know, compared to, you know, there was no automobile business. There was no housing business. Everything was in the tank. You know, I don't know if you remember the good old days, but this country was trashed, and it was Hillary Clinton was going to do the final job, like you throw a cigarette on the pavement and scrunch it out with your foot. That's what Hillary Clinton would have done to this country. She would have given it the last scrunch under the foot on the pavement.
That's right. Absolutely. That's exactly what would have happened, and that's what was supposed to happen. And thank goodness that we elected Donald Trump.
You would be overrun by illegal aliens from every side. This country would not exist anymore.
No,
with
no,
2 years of that, it would have been the end of it. Every business would have been under extreme pressure for Obamacare on steroids. No, they would have driven this country completely over the brink. It was nearly there under Obama.
That was
like
the
I
plan.
Say, she would have thrown the cigarette on the pavement and scrunched it into the pavement with her foot and laughed about it.
That was the plan. That was the plan, and Donald Trump is throwing a wrench in the works. All I can say is God bless Donald Trump and go for it. We need to make sure all our friends who would vote for him are actually registered to vote, and that they have transportation. It's only less than a year and a half away, isn't it, Jim?
Right, and this is strange that we're talking about honest people going out to vote against a dishonest, massively cheating system to try and beat the massively cheating system with honest votes. This is bizarre, but that's the way it is.
It is. It is, absolutely. Jim, along the lines of violent earth changes, there's an article posted on my website that the Pentagon is now giving notes that our naval bases will be underwater. And they're not saying when or how bad it will be. I know how bad it will be. You probably know also. But it's now becoming mainstream news that violently rising ocean levels will affect the U.S. military and their bases being underwater. Norfolk is at risk as the largest naval base on the planet. Can you imagine 11 miles of shoreline taken up by U.S. Navy? That's what they've got there. And they're going to have, the new bases will be, at least in North Carolina, for example, 100 miles from the current ocean, once these oceans reach their new levels. And it's, the military is one of the few places that actually plans years in advance for what's coming at us. But that's certainly a heads up when it becomes mainstream news, isn't it, Jim?
Well, yeah, that's interesting. But the people have to remember, you know, part of the fanfare is that this is due to global warming, and what it's really due to is that we are coming out of an ice age, and the ocean levels have been rising. They rose hundreds of feet during past epochs. The real geological story is not being told.
That's the article about the Pentagon's notice does not give any notification at all as to what's causing it. You're just saying this is going to happen. We need to get ready. They don't even say how it's going to happen or why. They just say this is what's going down, and we need to get ready. Otherwise, we're not going to have a Navy.
Yeah, well, navies, if you look at modern warfare, navies may be a thing of the past anyway.
For example, cavitating torpedoes, where this torpedo goes so fast, there's no way to get away from it. You know, they said that about infantrymen 50 years ago, but the infantrymen now, with the communications technology, body armor, handheld weapons that can bring down a jet fighter, we seem to be. We make these prognostications, and then technology changes everything, where the modern infantryman can bring down a jet fighter by himself.
Right. Well, it's, any general throughout history knows that no matter what kind of technology you use, whether it's Hannibal with elephants or Xerxes with giant elephants or whatever it was, it comes down to the soldier on the ground.
That's right.
Ultimately, that's where it is.
That's right. Absolutely. And don't
There's
forget.
There's no getting around that. That's
There is no getting around it. A trained, motivated, healthy adult male is an awesome thing to come up against. Well, Jim, all these things move forward, and I know I continue to remind people, we can't change these things at the geopolitical level. What we can do is make sure that we and our families are prepared for whatever's coming at us. Right, sir?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, John, recently on my show, I've been talking about overpopulation. And it's absolutely incredible. I mean, people are jumping up and down about global warming. That dominates the press. The real issue in the world is overpopulation. And I've been going through the world. India just surpassed China officially as the most populous country in the world. But you have countries like, say, Nigeria, with 200 million people. They have 50% of Africa's population in that little country, and they're growing by an exponential rate. In the year 2020, to meet the demand of youth growing up in that country, of becoming adults, they have to create 100,000 jobs per week to provide something for these people to do.
We're finding Central Africans crossing our southern border, and they're paying $15,000-$20,000 to make that trip to these criminals that are providing the services. So there's a bleed over effect into our country from Central Africa, where Nigeria is, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. If you take all the countries of the world and compare it to the United States, if you let people from these countries into the United States, you would have 30 people for every one person in the United States right now. So if you have five people in your house, you would have 150 people plus your five in your house, the people that want open borders. And clearly, there's just not enough resources. I also talk about the issue that in the first world countries, we're using resources that come from underground. They're inert resources like oil, like uranium, like coal. But in the third world countries, they're using the scant resources that are on the surface of the earth, like brush, to make fires to cook their meals, which leaves no room for animals to grow or birds. And you see what happened in Mexico. 30, 40 years ago, Mexico had leopards and animals and jungles like India did. Now there's nothing. It's just a barren wasteland. And because they've cut everything down and used all of the surface resources. And that's going on in Central Africa and other parts in India, in Bangladesh, in China. And so anyway, there's two different kinds of resource usage: third world country surface usage and first world country natural resources that you get out of the ground and then, say, burn or consume or make machines or whatever.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of June. Jim, we got a caller here. I'm going to try to get him to make a quick question so we can wrap up the show. John in Texas, what's your question, sir?
I listened to an atheist YouTube channel by, it's called Thinking Atheist, and it seems that people that often they accuse people that question the global warming and the efficacy of vaccines as being either anti-scientific or ignorant of science. Now, what kind of a mindset does this come from, and why are they seem to be very uncritical themselves?
Do you comment on this?
Well, we'll do.
Thank you for your call, John. These kind of accusations are common when it comes to vaccinations and the fraudulent science that actually backs up vaccinations. Jim, what's your comment, sir?
Well, let's make a list of things here. How about evolution?
Yep.
If you say, like I say all the time, evolution doesn't explain what we see, then they say, oh, you're a creationist. You believe that God put the dinosaur bones in the dirt so to fool us. You know, this is, so you are categorized as thinking something which is actually a theme that they created for people that oppose evolution. So they put you into a bin, kind of into a loony bin, but that's not the case at all. It's true. Evolution doesn't explain anything, and I talk about this on my show all the time. Tomorrow night, my main science topic will be about how the Big Bang does not explain what we see based on evolution. And, you know, based on what the Big Bang did, allegedly, we wouldn't see anything of what we see today. But anyway, that's a common technique, that you're against science. Well, let me tell you, I've been in science all my life, and I've never seen more ridiculous science than what comes out of the standard science community.
Right. Right, right.
That's the religion.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of fraud out there, and it's being taught in the schools as being real. It's very sad. Final comment, Jim. We've got about 60 seconds.
Well, on my paid guest, just remind people to join up, $3.95 a month. And what I'm doing now is an educational program from preschool, K-12, university. It's going to be about 100 programs long, so that's about 100 weeks, a couple years worth of programming to actually provide educational material, and of course based on my books and other work. But this is going to be an actual concentrated educational program from preschool, K-12, university, and graduate school. And I've already got a lot of work done with respect to this, but this is going to be my concentrated effort, long awaited. And
thank you, sir. We'll be back next Wednesday. I appreciate it. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.